Or did you have an actual road trip?
It's all season, but there's the ferry that cuts out.
Oh, it's like a new thing.
Yeah, like twice a year you get nothing because the ferry's out and the ice road's not in and you have to break up. So it's, yeah, different, I guess different realities, but I think Inuvik just has the competition, right? So you can do the white horse thing or the Yellowknife thing and then it drives down the price.
Yeah. Drive.
That's just recent.
Yeah. Is it really?
2 years ago, if you were flying Canadian North or First Air from Edmonton to Inuvik, round trip was $2,000.
Right, so all the way to Edmonton.
$2,000.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Now it's down to like 1,200 or 1,400.
Yeah.
They were price fixing, but I think they got caught.
Mm. Yeah, it wasn't surprising. And now that Canadian North and First Air are merging,
See what Canadian Helicopter says for the guys that are at the base up here, that live up here. They don't get quite what you guys do for like their northern pay or their isolation pay. So you guys say they're 25, I think they get like 22 or 21 or something like that. But Canadian pay is for them and their spouse, I think, pays for two trips to Edmonton.
Mm.
Right. Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
We get that as well.
Oh, you get that as well?
But not
that
we just get
there.
The money. We don't get.
Yeah.
We can choose what we want to do with it.
Mm.
If we use it for travel, it's not taxed. It's not taxed, but if we just pocket it, it's taxed. So you have to prove that you can use the receipts for travel.
Yeah.
And you and your spouse and all your dependents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which here could be a lot of people.
If we have a lot of kids, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it helps, you know, it's still expensive, so if you have kids, so.
Yeah. Maybe Canadian does kids too, but I thought it was just, that was just the spouse. I'm not too sure. We had to do two trips or something.
That's good.
It's just so expensive to leave, so.
You need stuff like that if you want to keep people for some amount of time.
Yeah.
What's the housing like for the guys that are for the pilots that are here permanently or even yourself? Like, do they put you up for?
So we have two crew houses in town.
Okay.
And then so it's just guys that are coming in for the pool because they can't find an engineer that wants to stay up here, like a mechanic that wants to stay up here permanently.
Right.
So we have two guys. We have two guys that rotate in and out. So they do 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they bring in other people to help with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they're in crew houses.
They're in the same crew houses we are.
Right.
And all that stuff. So
right.
Yeah. There's usually like a pilot crew house and an engineer crew house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then pilots that are here more permanently, is there alternative housing, or they're in the crew house as well?
If they don't live up here, then they're in the crew house.
Right.
There's a couple guys that live up here.
Right.
They're from Newbank.
Right.
So
they've got a home or whatever.
Yeah, they've got a house. So.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are tricky. I mean, when you start doing the math, and I realize that competition is a little less in these areas, right? Like, you stick around here long enough, you're gonna job. Pilot, you could probably choose to permanently stay at this base, I'm assuming.
They'd probably love it if I chose to stay at this base.
But it's less competitive work-wise, as in, like, they need people, and right? And but then if you start looking at, buying groceries and rents.
You're gonna save a little bit more probably working up here, but not as much as you would.
No, cost of higher.
Yeah.
Especially if you start, getting a family and kids and
or buying a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although rents are really expensive.
Yeah.
Rents are $1,600
plus utilities kind of idea, or
I think it's more than that. I pay that at my place and I think I get way cheaper than the parks. Open,
right.
Like,
yeah, parks housing is not cheap, eh?
You get less mowing allowance as well.
Yeah. So it's like, and you still pay rent on top of that. Something.
Yeah.
And it's not an advantage at all. And so, for convenience, I guess, if you can't find a place to rent,
yeah,
really, that's all it is. Which is weird because it used to be affordable,
reasonable housing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's no longer the case.
No.
I think Mahoney is slightly behind what Western Arctic Unit did with housing, whereas things could all be owned by Public Works.
Well, that's mm-hmm. the way it was here.
Yeah.
That Public Works dropped them all.
Yeah, and then Wafu bought them, right?
They had
been. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, some of them. Yeah. For like a dollar, probably. Yeah, like that's what Nahani did with, I don't know, about six units and like six homes in Fort Simpson. And I'm assuming bought them for about a dollar. And like, including the home that I'm living in now. And I pay about $1,400 in rent. And that includes utilities. And I think if on the private market it'd be about $1,600 plus utilities. So, and but then, like you said, you don't get the federal subsidy that you don't get when you're in fixed rent housing. So, I did the math. Like Sarah and I put an offer on a home in Fort Simpson in May. We didn't get it. Sucks. It was a nice house, but we did the math, and like it would have been massive annual savings to actually own a home. Mm-hmm. Like massive,
yeah.
My thoughts on staff housing, at least from the Fort Simpson perspective, is Nahani acquired them for a dollar, so zero cost. Sure, there's maintenance and whatever, but if you factor in, at least for Sarah and I, where it's just, you know, a couple little kids.
And for you, it's two part staff living at the
town house. Yeah. So, yeah, they don't have to worry about finding housing for someone else. Yeah.
But did they do that? They probably deduct both.
Oh, no.
IBAs?
Well, we pay one rent, like,
oh, okay.
But.
Okay, good.
So from your normal allowance, you get both of them?
Well, we only get one. Well, we get the spousal northern allowance, right? Like, I get it, plus Sarah's my dependent,
mm-hmm.
or she got it, I'd be her dependent, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't think there's that much of an advantage for the park from that perspective. But what I'm figuring is like Sarah and I, we're away all the time. So we're pretty conscientious with like heat turned down and stuff, and like
the wear on the actual house is minimal,
and utilities pretty minimal. Summertime we still pay the same rent, but there's no heat or anything, right? And my thoughts are, I think Mahoney is actually benefiting. Like if you do the
profiting,
annual, yeah, like the annual math is what, like $16,000 or so that, you know, we pay in rent. And I don't think they pay that much in like utilities and maintenance and whatever. I'm almost thinking it's no longer here's a little perk for employees. It's more of like like this is a break even / profit for the park.
Yeah,
and it makes the decision easier for staff to jump on board. Like, oh,
yeah,
you got housing.
But
okay.
It just makes no sense in these places. They have trouble with retention.
Yeah.
Why not try and retain your staff?
And you're not.
Yeah.
Every time a staff moves, the government has to pay for their moving fees.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So the more people
selling their house,
yeah,
like it's amazing.
The more that happens, if you make them stay 1 year longer because they're saving a lot of money at the staff building, you'd end up and have less issues. Like it's just it's just so. Just not for it's thinking in the moment, not thinking on a long term scale.
So
stupid.
Yeah, I assume in your time here you've seen a lot of
rent has gone up a lot just recently. And it's like,
has it, eh?
Well, as soon as Public Works sold it to Parks Canada,
it went up.
And they just increased it this year.
Yeah, and again.
And you can't get, if you're a single person, like our ER manager or Michelle, you buy yourself in a 3-bedroom place, you no longer have a roommate. Like, you can't even have someone else in.
Right, because then she'd be like.
But you can have a spouse, so she's like, well, I can just, you know, pretend she's my spouse.
Yeah. Yeah, those are like the rules, right?
Yeah.
So that no one has like a flop house. Like it's not a park house being rented to like 1,500
people. Right.
She would get more VTA if she pretended to have a spouse.
She has a spouse, but he doesn't live there.
Yeah, exactly.
He lives in Victoria.
Vacation travel allowance.
Yeah.